Hello and welcome to another edition of Tebcast. We have Spiky NDS, aka Ed.
Hi.
And we also have Little, who returns.
Hello, hello.
And of course me, with the gay voice, Hadrian. And on to the first subject, which is the promotions. Spiky?
Okay. The promotions of GBA Temp, everybody should know that everybody, well not everybody, most of the most important bodies.
Yeah.
Everybody should know that the important everybodies.
Yeah, so basically people got promoted. Yay, well done.
Yes, and hopefully the forum should be running better, but not due because of me. I can only make it worse.
Yes, so Dice, Hadrian, Lagman, and Sinkhead are all now moderators.
Yay.
And other people are global moderators.
Yay.
And everyone's favourite Mother Knight is now on the supervisors team. Round of applause.
In another bit of news, though, the Neo team have announced two new DS cards that nobody should care about and everybody should ignore so that they can stop making flash cards because they'll stop making money.
And they may start updating their current flash cards.
Instead of ignoring them for all eternity.
Yes. And maybe start updating my PC Engine one. Which they won't.
No, never.
Never!
The Neo team seem to be, like, going backwards with their technology. And they're, like, announcing features that are, like, bog standard.
Yeah.
It's very pointless. And they should go crawl under a rock.
Yeah. So, this is not the official voice of GBA Temp, of course. It's probably best to wait for a review of these things.
Maybe.
And that will be the official word. But in our opinion, boo, hiss, go and die, Neo Flash.
Yes.
It would be quite funny if these cards turned out to be like the best ever cards that were like super amazing and blew everything else away. That would be funny.
With what features?
With their... It plugs into the slot feature. And the you can put games on it. And you can buy it in plastic and not wood.
But come on, it's got a new pass me type device. Come on, pass me. Pass me devices are awesome.
We don't need them.
Hell yeah, of course we do. You know, for when we're like having a 1980s party and celebrating old things.
80s? I'm still in the 30s. Come on, let's move on.
Okay.
Okay. And at this point of the Tempcast, we would like to talk about the games that we have been playing lately. Spiky, what have you been playing, mainly?
I've been playing three games lately. Contra 4, Endless Ocean, and Guitar Hero 3. Guitar Hero 3 has been eating up most of my time. And I've played the PS2 version, the Wii version, and the Xbox 360 versions of Guitar Hero 3. The Wii version is by far the worst version out of them all. Yes, yes it has... Thank you, Little. Yes, it has online, but the mono issue and the lack of local co-op play bring it down. The PS2 also lacks the local co-op play and as well doesn't have the online, but at least the audio, the most important feature about Guitar Hero, works just as it should. And the Xbox 360 version is the version to get, because unlike the Wii and PS2 versions, it has downloadable content, it has local co-op play because of an online update, and it has the best visuals and the best audio of all three of the versions that I've played. And that's all I have to say about Guitar Hero 3 to move on. Lagman and I have been playing a lot of Endless Ocean. For those of you who don't know what Endless Ocean is, it is a diving game. And yes, if you don't like the idea of diving in water, in peaceful and beautiful environments, you won't like this game. But if that idea does intrigue you, this is definitely a game to try out. Because it's fun, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, I've played a little bit of that. It's relaxing, isn't it?
Very relaxing. The visuals are all nice, and you take it slow, and you don't really have any objectives or time limits, really, to be thrown in the way. My biggest complaint about it is the fact that the music is very repetitive that's in it. I usually play with the music off, so the only sounds I hear are the ocean, breathing, and, like, dolphins and stuff that make noises in the water. The songs are all really repetitive, and when you pick a song to dive to, you listen to only that song, whether it's on your SD card as an MP3 or one of the in-game tunes. They just loop on and on and on.
Have you had a chance to play online?
Yes, like I said, I've been playing it with Lagman a lot of the time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He would be here to talk about how much fun it is too, but he's MIA, probably due to ISP problems. And yes, for you people who are confused by too many acronyms, I'm just saying that he's gone because of his internet. And that's about it. So, yeah, the online's really fun, but if you complete any objectives or anything, like, I don't know, you see a fish for the first time, and you did it while on Wi-Fi, it doesn't save that. I don't know if that's a problem with the game or if it's built like that, but that's just the way it works. So, yeah.
Lil, have you been playing anything lately?
Not really. I think there's, like, so many games out at the moment, it's just hard to, like, you know, find time to actually play anything. I've kind of been playing that ambidextrous left or right game, and it's quite well put together considering it is just another sort of brain training ripoff. So it's worth sort of a 5-10 minute go, just see if you like it. But that's about it.
Okay. Well, I've mostly been playing a few games. Contra 4, like most people. And like most people, I can't finish it. This skeleton just basically beats me up and I die. And then I give up. Other than that, I've been playing Orcs and Elves, which is this really retro RPG, which I quite like. It's actually a port of a mobile game, but with some extra stuff in. I like it. It's good. And aside from that, I've been playing Pitfall on the Atari, because that's the way I roll.
I used to love that game. It's awesome.
I know. I don't know, just jumping over crocodiles just makes me, I don't know. I wouldn't say wet or hard,
it makes you feel manly.
Yeah, it makes me feel manly. I can drunk on crocodiles and scorpions.
Do you actually have, like, the original joysticks and stuff to play it with?
Yes.
Or is it just, like, emulation?
No, I don't do emulation. It's got to be proper hardware, really. Yeah, on a proper Atari with the wood. Yeah. It's just every
awesome.
Every weekend I have to play on the Atari. It's like an addiction. It's to, basically go back to the roots and not forget how far gaming has come.
The people who are complaining about the Wii's graphics should go play the Atari for a bit and see what they think.
Yeah, but the thing about the Atari is it was good for its time.
It was.
The thing about the Wii is it was good about a few years ago. But it's not really about graphics, about gameplay, which I wish some developers would actually think about, because the majority of the games are kind of crappy.
That is true.
But it's kind of the same, like the PS2 and the PSX. They were massively popular, and you could probably say 80% of the games are actually crap. And the same for the DS. So that's what happens when things get popular. You get a load of crap games. Okay. And shall we go on to the NDS releases?
That sounds lovely.
Yeah. Okay. The big game, well, maybe it's semi-tied with another game, but the big Nintendo release for this month is Mario Party DS, which we all know is a mini-game you do. You basically start out on a sort of like a board game grid, and you roll a dice, and you land on a square, and you do mini-games. But it's better than the Wii version, that's for sure. Because the last Wii game was just rotten. It didn't really do anything for the series.
Yeah, my complaints about the Wii version, because I've played it, and see, it might have been fun, but some of the forced Wii controls just really take out that sense of, oh, I just know I did something type thing.
Yeah.
See, a lot of moments I felt like, because they made you, like, move the Wiimote, it's like, what exact moment does it count me as registering as moving the Wiimote up? Like, even just as simply as moving the die, it just feels even more random than it ever has been. because before, at least you could actually time your pressing of A or whatever to try to get a high number or whatever you wanted. But now it's just like, oh, whenever it feels like registering you as pushing it up, that's, yeah, it's just, and a lot of mini games are just in the same vein where you just don't know if it's,
yeah,
you have nothing concrete to tell you whether you did something or whether you didn't do something.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating. And I'm hoping that with the DS version, we don't get that anymore, because I'm pretty sure I know when I touched the DS screen and when I didn't. So.
Yeah, it's more responsive, that's for sure. The minigames actually match the DS, I reckon, because there's, you know, it's quite varied too. You know, nothing actually feels quite forced. I have no idea what's going on because I've only played the Japanese one, but yeah, it seems a lot better. It's probably the best one since the N64 games.
Well, that should be good, because those were the last ones I actually really enjoyed any.
Yeah.
One thing that I do have a complaint about, that I'm sure everybody does, but I will mention it anyway, is the lack of Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Online Wi-Fi needs to be on there. I don't know why they would decide not to. I mean, is sending internet communications of, oh, you just rolled a 5, is that way too much for... I mean, come on.
Yeah, it kind of kills the longevity of the game. If you're only going to play it single player, then you get bored really quickly and you really need someone else to play with, but there's not always someone around to play with, which is why other games with online features last longer, because you can just simply go online and play. They kind of just missed the boat on it, really.
Yeah, because to play multiplayer with this one, that requires everybody to have a DS. Though what's nice is that they don't all need a copy of the game.
No.
It does work with single-card multiplayer, so for those of us with flashcards that can support, that'll be good.
Yeah.
But...
No one on GBA Temp has a flashcard. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah, of course not. We're all good paying for our games, citizens.
Exactly.
We just happen to talk about, give news on flashcards and stuff, because we like to talk about things we don't have.
Yeah, there's no dirty pirates here.
Okay, Little, any opinion?
Yeah, I can kind of see why they didn't put Wi-Fi in, because, like, you know, the games last so long and you'd have people dropping out and stuff like that. But at the same time, it's just so pointless, because when are you seriously going to be with a friend with a DS, like, for sort of an hour or so, you know, to play the game? You'd rather play, like, other multiplayer games. Like, if you're at someone's house, you can play with a console and not a DS.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you've got a point there, because, I mean, anyone really want to play a massive game like this online? You just basically want to do something quick, really, don't you?
Well... if you're only playing with friends, like, they would have to make it like you can't play with random people. But if you're playing with people that you know, I'm sure they'll stick around, but playing random people wouldn't be as fun. I mean, that takes all the fun out of it anyway, because it's like, oh yeah, I'm playing a bunch of random mini games against people I don't know.
Yeah.
Woo! This is fun.
Could you imagine if it, like, did have Wi-Fi and you were playing random people and it got to, like, the last roll of the dice? And they were losing, so they dropped out. That would be so frustrating.
Well, they could have actually shortened it a little bit. You know, like, you have, like, 10 mini-games to play through, but you don't actually play on the board game.
Mm.
Maybe they play for 5 rolls of the die. Not that you can get anywhere in that long, but 5 rolls is not that many. I mean, a normal game's, like, what, 20 rolls?
Yeah. I mean, at least something, you know, could have put something in. Anyway, that's enough of that game. The next big game is Final Fantasy XII, Revenant Wings, and it's a kind of sequel to the PS2 game. It kind of feels like Square are milking it. They've got like 20-odd Final Fantasy games out, and they're now doing different spin-offs and all that, and you just kind of think that they should just concentrate on maybe one or two.
Or not concentrate on any of them at all and move on to something new.
Yeah.
You know, new content.
I mean, I'd like the... Crystal Chronicles, sure, you know, do one of them and do a tactics game, but I don't think anyone's actually crying for this game. You know, it's like, oh, I really want this game being made.
Well, there are some people, because they're totally obsessed with anything with the words Final Fantasy in it, but...
Well, what I actually mean is, you know, it's like, if this game didn't exist, who would care?
No one.
It's not like, oh, I want to spin off to this game, I want to spin off to that game. Anyway, Yeah, it's a bit different. It's lighter to the usual games. It's more of a strategy role-playing game. It's got nice music. Everything's touchscreen. And I don't really know what was going on because I've only played the Japanese one. But it seemed quite nice. Seemed good.
Hey, Adrian, just a quick question. Do you only play Japanese versions of games? I mean, Endless Ocean, Mario Party, this, I mean...
Actually, I've been playing another game called Yumisen. It's a puzzle game by Square, and it's bloody good. It's Japanese.
Is it in Japanese?
Yeah. It's
wow.
Kind of, but it's actually really good. I reckon everyone should try it out, because it's a good game. But enough of that. Any more thoughts on this game, Lidl?
Not really. They are just, like, milking the franchise quite a bit. It looks kind of good, though. The font looks tiny, so I'm not looking forward to playing that, but...
Yeah,
it doesn't look too bad. Just looks a bit run-of-the-mill, boring things. I guess people, like, fans of the series, they're going to love it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next up on the list is John Deere Harvest in the Heartland, and it's by Black Lantern Studios. They've done such amazing games like Balls of Fury and Elf Bowling.
Elf Bowling.
Yeah. Balls of Fury was recently rated as the worst Wii game ever, which is actually saying something because there's some real stinkers out there. And Elf Bowling is considered as the worst DS game ever. But from what everyone's saying about this game, it seems quite good. It's as if they've actually been given a chance to make a decent game, and they're taking it. Basically, it's Harvest Moon, but without the... Oh, I want a wife sort of thing. You start off with you start off normal. You do things by hand. The more money you get some tractors and you can plow stuff. Yeah, I mean, I think this game would either go either way. It could either be stinker or a good game. You can visit other players' farms via the local wireless connection, wander around the farm and just see how things are going. And you'll also earn a special postcard from your friend after the visit. Yeah, it's... The Wi-Fi element just sounds silly. But if anything, it could be a good game. It seems like there's a lot of effort put into it and it seems to be quite deep. Any thoughts?
It's hard to say, really, without actually, like, playing it.
I'm actually looking forward to this title quite a bit just based on the way it looks. Harvest Moon is good and all, but it's plagued with many faults.
Yeah, like the old fishing rod thing.
So, but yeah, hopefully this won't be plagued with issues.
No.
And it'll be fun. I mean, you don't have to by hand do the whole farm every time.
No.
And it looks, yeah. So, yeah, it looks like fun.
I think the problem with Harvest Moon is it gets a bit old quite quickly. Because, you know, you're doing the same thing every single day. Whereas this game, it actually seems like you progress. You know, you start off by hand, then you go machine. So you won't be doing the same old thing every single day. So that's good, I reckon. Okay, next on the list is actually a Japanese game, Dragon Quest IV. It's actually a port of the PlayStation version. It looks really nice. The original game was pretty damn good. Japan would go mental for it. They went mental for it 17 years ago, and it sold out, and they had riots and stuff. I don't think they have rights this year, but it is selling out. Pre-orders are saying that there's not going to be any copies left. So if you have shares in Square Enix, it's just good. You can have a lot of money.
Money.
We all have money. Any thoughts, guys?
It looks pretty.
Yes, it looks beautiful.
Looks lovely.
And I can't wait for it to come out in English, because I have still yet to play this Dragon Quest game, because I couldn't be... bothered to play it at home, and it being on the DS and portable, I might actually give it a chance.
Yeah. Like the Final Fantasy series, Square are milking this dry. They already have the 5th and 6th game planned to be remade. And I think it's Dragon Quest 11 is an all-new game, and that's in full 3D and stuff.
11? No, I think it's 9. A 9 for DS. Because the last one I remember coming out was Dragon Quest 8, and that was for PS2.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think Dragon Quest 9, and it's coming out in the DS. It's DS exclusive.
Yeah.
So
a lot of
it's kind of an odd choice, but I guess if you want to sell the most copies, I mean, everybody in Japan already owns a DS, and the Japanese love Dragon Quest, so you're ensuring a lot of people will end up buying this.
Yeah, a lot of Sony fanboys are really pissed about this, actually. They really don't like the thought of this being on a Nintendo console. They're just... It's like, if you go on the forums, they're like going, oh my god, why is it going on this? The DS is really lame. It's got no graphics, etc, etc. But they just fail in so many ways. Anywho, moving on, as we do, we're going into the Wii section. And this week, the Wii has quite a few good-looking games out. The big release is the Wii Zapper, which is, it's basically a shell. You put your Wiimote inside it and...
And your nunchuck.
And your nunchuck. And you do light gun style shooting. But it won't be as good as a light gun, to be honest.
Yeah.
Anyway, it comes free. Yes, free. Can you believe that? No. With Link's crossbow training. Actually,
I think the way they're advertising it is that it's $20 Wii Zapper shell, and it comes with a free game.
Yeah. Everyone's going, oh, that's pretty good for $20. But the thing is, over it's going to be £20, which is like $40 for a shell and a game that it looks like a mini game. It'll be a good game, but it's not something you want to pay.
It'll be worth its price in the US.
Yeah.
Probably not in Europe.
No, I mean, I've seen it listed for like £25, and it's a bit much, to be honest, for a shell. But anyway, because the Wii Zapper is out this week, Sega are releasing one of their really good arcade games called Ghost Squad. As I said, it's from the arcade. I've been playing this quite a lot in the arcade. It's pretty damn good. Doesn't take itself too seriously.
No, you know, it does not at all.
No, it's got like bikini gong girls and that sort of stuff. I don't actually remember them. I think they're just new for the Wii version, but I don't remember them at all. But
yeah, bikini girls and like using bananas as knives and...
Yeah.
And squirt guns and jet skis that are like geese. So.
Yeah, I mean, like, the arcade is quite a serious one, and the Wii version is just being honest.
A joke. But it looks like it's worth it. It's, yeah.
It is worth it. I mean, if you played a Sega Light Gun game and you enjoyed it, you pretty much enjoy this because it's just as good, I reckon. But that's the arcade one. Who knows what it'll be like on the Wii. Anyway, moving on, is Geometry Wars Galaxies. There was, way, way back in 2005, there was an Xbox game called Geometry Wars Retro Evolved. Everybody loved it. It was pretty damn good. It looked pretty. And that version is actually included with the Wii version. Not too sure about the DS one, but anyway, it has Wi-Fi to unlock bonus content, online modes. There's a Wii online leaderboard. Sounds like there's quite a lot of content in this game, so it should be worthwhile. Any thoughts, guys? No comments?
I'm just worried about the way they're going to try and incorporate the Wii controls, because I've played it on the 360, on like the demo machines, and yeah.
I remember reading that it just plays, there's no Wii-specific controls.
Okay.
It's meant to be a retro sort of game. So, that's pleasing.
Well, if it doesn't use Wii-specific controls, I mean, I remember one joystick moved you, and then the other joystick was the direction of your aiming. How are they going to work that? I mean, wasn't the right joystick the one that determined which way you were shooting?
Yeah, I'm guessing...
That means... The only way I can see this possible now is using the D-pad for movement, and then the joystick on the nunchuck, but that'd be kind of backwards.
Yeah... point.
So,
it'd be cool if they let you use the classic controller.
Well, yeah, that would be
not
nice.
Everyone has it, but
if they support it, hopefully that would be a preferable version way of yeah. playing it. But
I don't think it is actually. Nothing's been said. A lot of people, they want this game, but they're not sure whether to get it or the DS version. After thinking about the controls, I think it'd probably be best to go to the DS one, really.
Probably.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. There's another good game coming out called Trauma Center New Blood, and this time it's an all-new game instead of a port.
Yeah, that's why the name of this game is called New Blood,
yeah.
And the old game was called Second Opinion. Second Opinion implies that it's the same stuff, but you're just getting yeah. in a second opinion, hence it was a remake. And New Blood implies that it's new, so it's actually a new game. And that should be good.
Yeah. What's also pretty good about this one is that it has two-player cooperative mode, So that, I'm guessing one person can...
Scapple.
Scapple.
Yeah, and you can go, oh my God, what the hell are you doing? You're fucking this up completely. And the other person has to fix it up, maybe.
That sounds like fun.
It'd be kind of like, you're doing this wrong, what are you doing? And then the other person throws the remote and goes, oh, fuck you, I'm going somewhere else. Which is what my girlfriend does a lot. Anyway, it has full voice acting, which I'm surprised about because nobody seems to do that on the Wii, not even Nintendo. And it has an online scoring system. Guys, any thoughts?
Yes, my thought is that it will be fun to see how much you suck at doing surgery compared to everybody else on the online system. That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I love the concept of Trauma Center, and I was really looking forward to Second Opinion. But, you know, like, everything was so identical to the DS version, other than, like, one or two, like, tacked on additional surgeries. So it's just, like, really disappointing to play. Like, every single piece of dialogue was just stolen straight from the DS.
Well, that's because it was a remake. If it didn't do that, that wouldn't be a remake.
I know, but it's retarded. They shouldn't do that.
No, they should really give us more, respect and make two different games.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm a bit worried now. Looking at the screenshot, it looks like it's got the exact same storyline where the character's trying to master the healing touch, but, you know, just a different character name and slightly different circumstances.
Well, come on, that's like almost, like, most games just keep reusing the same plot over and over and over again. Every Mario game, you're saving the princess for some reason or another. She's always getting kidnapped. So, you know, and I mean, and almost every Final Fantasy game features somebody with amnesia or some other thing that they don't know anything about the world that they're in, and all the characters are constantly explaining how the world works because this person who's there that you're playing as, for some reason or another, doesn't know anything about anything.
Okay, but Mario and Final Fantasy, they've done, like, a million games, so the fact they repeat the storyline is fine, but there's, like, two trauma centers, and yet again, you're starting out as the rookie doctor, and then, you know, like, having to learn new procedures, and learning your healing touch, and then you go to Caduceus, and, you know, saving the world from guilt or whatever it is. It's not fun.
Well, Mario games also start the same way Final Fantasy. They might have a million titles now, but eventually, I mean, at the beginning, guess what? They were saving, I mean, Mario for the second game, in Japan at least, was saving the princess again, and then the third
game.
One, saving the princess again, Super Mario World, saving the princess again. He just keeps saving the princess. And, I mean, it's the same concept over and over and over again. And Final Fantasy games, about the same thing. Just different world and different story and characters and plot development. But, yeah.
But, saying all that, it's still going to be a lot better than most of that's out. I mean, we just have to be brave.
That's true.
It's getting a lot of good reviews. Everyone's saying it's the best third-party Wii game.
But that's not saying much, considering the Wii's current lineup.
Yeah, well, Capcom's done some good stuff.
Like Zack and Wiki.
Yeah, and Res Evil games, even though one's a port. But, you know, just be lucky it's not another popcorn game, really. Or by ESI. Because both of them companies suck.
Yeah.
Are Popcorn the ones that have got, like, 13 games that all have, like, identical, like, engines and heads-up display and stuff?
Yeah, and...
Oh my God, those games annoy me. Like, Anubis.
They all use the same engine, so, yeah.
It's quite funny, really.
Well, anyway, moving on from that. Next we have Mother Night segment, which is probably the only section that any of you guys are going to be listening to, so enjoy it.
Enjoy.
Yay.
Letter number one. Letter number two. Letter number three. Letter number four. Letter number five.
Hello, and welcome to the third episode of Go Ask Your Mother. I'm Mother Knight, and I'm here to answer your questions about life, the internets, and everything. With me, as always, is my rusty sidekick, Robo Dave.
Don't you mean trusty sidekick?
What did I say?
You said rusty.
Oh, my bad.
Jerk.
So, Dave, how you been lately? You getting any on ya?
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Man, you are cranky. Who core dumped in your cornflakes?
Your mother.
Hey now, you best not be talking about my mama.
No, I mean the show, you know. Go ask your mother. It's already started. You should probably jump in.
Oh, okay. All right then. Letter number one.
Dear mother, do you have a pimp cane? Signed X Flash.
Why, yes I do. Though I wouldn't really call it a pimp cane. It's your standard black shellacked hook type cane. The kind you'd see Charlie Chaplin swinging around in those old movies. I need it from time to time when my knee acts up, usually after I've been doing an inordinate amount of ass-kicking. I can do a few tricks with it. Check it out. Oh, sorry, Dave.
No problem, blim 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 blem. Blem.
You okay?
I'm fine. Thanks. Blem.
Okay, then. Letter number two.
Dear Mother Night, what is it like in Fairyland? I am ever so curious. Love, Shadow XP.
Well, Shadow, as you can imagine, it's a magical place, filled with wind and awesome and whimsy. Care Bears, Smurfs, and Unicorn My Pretty Ponies frolic and play within its bounds. All the candy you can eat, and you never get sick. You don't have to work, and everything's free. There's a lake of stew, and of whiskey, too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe. It's just fabulous. I love it here. Letter number three.
Dear Mother, is there an age at which it becomes socially unacceptable to play video games any longer? I only ask because my 40th cough birthday is fast approaching, and I'm frightened that I might seem a bit sad, fiddling with my DS in public. Would it be more acceptable to play with my Wii in public instead? Signed, Rambozo the Clown.
That's a good question, and since I'm 43 and still play video games, I'd have to say no, it's not sad at all. Life itself is a game, and we're encouraged to play that, except, of course, for the PlayStation version, which pretty much sucked. Games are hard-coded into our genes. Human life would not exist without them. And if anybody tells you any different, they've got to stick up their ass, and if I were you, I wouldn't have anything to do with them. As far as a cutoff age is concerned, they can have my Game Boy Micro when they wrench it from my cold, dead fingers. With that pleasant thought, we move on to letter number four.
Dear Mother Night, okay, my question is, what does the temp stand for in GBA temp? Thanks, Osaka.
Osaka, I will leave it up to you to go to the GBA temp wiki and educate yourself on the site's humble origins. To be brief, the temp stands for temporary, or that's what they want you to believe. In actuality, the temp stands for temptation. I think I can best elucidate this fact in song. Hit it, Dave!
I got so many things to do, but I can't stay away, yeah. I wanna be with you all the time, all night and day, yeah. I can't get enough of your sweet, sweet rum information. I just can't control myself. I can't do nothing else. I just can't break away, GBA temptation.
Letter number five, baby.
Dear Mother, during the ARC portion of the SID, GNA, TS1.MORN, a left crosswind is encountered. Where should the bearing pointer of an RMI be referenced relative to the wingtip to compensate for wind drift and maintain the 15 DME arc? Signed, Small Kid.
Okay, first of all, it states in the question submission guidelines quite clearly that there should be no math questions. But I'm going to cut you some slack since you beg me and have RoboDave answer this one for you. Dave?
Computing, please wait. Divide by zero error encountered. To continue, please speak the word yes.
Yes.
I'm still alive.
And that's it for Mother Knight's segment. Pretty good stuff,
yeah.
Once again.
Isn't he great?
That was even better than the last podcast.
Thank you, Mother Knight.
Moving on from Mother Knight's own emails, we have some of our own with Little's letter bag. Can you read us some letters, Little?
Well, I'd love to be reading lots and lots of emails right now, but everyone on GBA Temp sucks, and they've hardly sent us any emails. Aww. So come on, guys, email us. But we do have some cool emails, so thank you to those people.
Yeah, but the last email that we got was actually on the 30th of October. At least the last one that wasn't spam. So I think people have forgotten about our email address, so remember to email in to podcast@gbatemp.net. Anyway.
Okay. And this one's from someone called Foy, or Foe, or Fee, or someone.
Hey.
And they said that we're really cool. Oh, thank you. And they also said that Phoenix Wright is the best series ever, almost.
I think they may have changed their opinions of us being cool after this.
Possibly.
Yeah, this is... Anyway.
Never mind. Okay, and then everyone's favourite Jumpman,
yay,
that's Jumpman17, has emailed us, so thank you to him. And he said, hey guys, keep up the great work. And he said that he has to mention the greatest game ever is Beyond Good and Evil by Ubisoft.
It's a damn fine game.
And he said, unfortunately, didn't sell very well... didn't sell very good during the holiday season because it wasn't Mario or some other known name. But he bought it when the price was only $20, and he found it was amazing. And it's meant to be a trilogy, and it ended on a cliffhanger. But unfortunately, they didn't sell enough copies, so they couldn't afford to make another game.
It's a shame. It was a really good game.
Yes, I've also played it. Playing the game, it definitely has a Legend of Zelda vibe to it, in some senses.
Is it PS2?
It's
PS2 and GameCube, maybe Xbox as well.
Is there like a bear on the front or something like that?
No.
Well, I just Google image searched it, how geek am I? And it came up with Beyond Good and Evil 2 for the Wii.
That's just a rumour. The guy behind it, who also does the Rayman games, he kind of mentioned that he'll like to bring the game back, but he's not actually said anything else. He's kind of busy with other projects.
But there's pictures of how the controls would work,
yeah,
for
but
the Wii.
There's like screenshots of Golden Sun 2DS and...
Oh, that's true.
We all know that doesn't exist, so...
Oh, it looks like the idea for Beyond Good and Evil 2 would have been using the remote, and then like the way you turned it would have been how the camera is controlled. Sounds like it could actually be like quite interesting to control the game that way, if that makes any sense.
No.
Okay, like if you wanted to tilt the camera right, or pan right, you'd tilt the remote. So the remote movement would be the camera controls. Although sometimes I have a spazzy hand, my hand will just kind of like get bored or something and kind of go down. So that wouldn't be very good if my hand got bored of holding the remote. Anyway, never mind.
I guess that's it that we have for this podcast. This is probably going to be the worst podcast ever, in my opinion.
Ever.
Wah, wah, wah.
This just couldn't go well for many reasons that I won't go into, but... Yeah.
The next one would be better.
Definitely.
Yes, we promise. There's a lot of things that I wanted to do with this one that we couldn't. One of the reasons is because Lagman isn't here, because of probably, like I said, internet service provider problems. He's always been having problems with it recently, and now that he's disappeared, I'm almost sure that's the reason why he's gone. But, yeah. Anyway.
Should be a lot better. Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really all we have for this one, and unless you guys want to say something?
Oh, I did have something to say. People need to record themselves, like a 60-second segment using Sound Recorder or Audacity, and send it into us and let us hear like what you'd sound like if you were us.
Yeah.
Yes, that made no sense.
I'm sure somebody will make sense out of it, and we'll get a lot of spam audio files. That's it. Everybody say goodbye, I guess.
Bye.
Bye.
We love all of you.